1.8. I'm sure.
Nah, I don't think so. I want. I would like 1.475, yeah. But.
So, in the way we figured the ones where no one gave us a income and expense, then we just went by rooms times a basic room cost of $22,000 for this range of property. So it comes out to $2,200,000.
Okay.
Versus what we have for cost there.
I think, just a second, just let me verify the number. I would move that we reduce the appraised value to $831,725.
I will second that. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We had a motion pass on BOE number 286 for the valuation to change from $1,831,725.
That's what I have is one I'll order here. BOE number 285. Branson Hospitality LLC.
BOE 285.
Which is the Southern Oaks Inn.
285.
So you'll see this one went from $1.5 million to $3.6 million. I'm asking for $950,000.
What do we have on an income basis here?
Okay, they did not give us their income. We based it on 148 rooms times 13,000 for $1,924,000. Because they showed it be in that low range. $56 to $60 a night.
And the basis of your $950,000
income
for 3 years.
I've got just 19. Oh no, I just have 19 and 20. No, I do have 18, 19, and 20 on this one.
So I never saw those.
It's up to you. Do you want to give her those figures and see if you can come?
I filed them with the appeal, so.
So,
in other words, we could table this and make a decision.
Well, I mean, she said that the cost to have it on is $1.9 million, but the appraised value here is sitting at $3.6 million.
On a lot of these, they did the cost approach, put that down, and if the taxpayer brought in financials, they then negotiated to try to come to a value. In other words, they just didn't have time to get them done on a lot of them.
Now, on this one, I never received his stuff. And so, like I said, when I didn't do that, I based it off of this new appraisal that we've got on this unit and went with the $13,000 because it's a lower-end hotel. And so at 148 rooms times the $13,000.
You have an appraisal from Meyer? Or where is that appraisal from? You said you got an appraisal on this?
No, I have an appraisal from this Willow Tree Inn.
Oh,
that we did, in April of this year. So it was the most recent thing I have.
So that's where you're coming up with your room rate.
That's where I'm coming up with my room rate, Jeff.
Okay.
So she's saying she's taking $13,000 a room times 148 rooms to get to $1,924,000.
Correct.
But the market value is at $3.6 million.
Well, which was that's the cost approach, is that
that's
correct?
That's the cost approach, yeah.
Is that the one you did for the cost approach on this one?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I sent the guys out, but like I said, what we're trying to do is to be fair, and so the only way I know to do it is to.
In other words, when you originally set this, you had not done the income figures yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the answer to your question as to why that number is there, and it's not. In other words, when the appeal was taken, she hadn't done the income figure approach or the income approach yet on it.
I didn't get your figures.
Yeah, I mean they're right here if you want to look at them.
Well, I can't do them on the fly. I'm so sorry.
Well, and that was my question to you. On this particular one, we've done this for other hotel owners. If you wanted to give those figures and she ran them, you guys might be able to get to a figure you like, but it sounds like to me, I mean, you guys have disagreed on the. On
I'll
the,
take the 1.9 million she references based on an appraisal of a comparative property.
The 1.9.
Yeah, that she referenced from using the appraised value per room,
and based on your assessment, you're
and that's still that's still 400,000 above the prior assessment.
On this one, like I said, all I'm doing that on is based on what they're charging per night and the hotel. I, you know, they're all falling in the same range. Certain motels are all in the $22,000 range right. for a room. Some are $40,000 for the higher ends. And these lower end ones are winding up 13.
Okay. Well, so my expectation is the income approach is working for most hotels this year. It's not. It's the income approach is probably, if you started using it, you know, in a couple of years from now, probably is not going to benefit most of the hotels.
Well, no. I mean my income approach is coming in.
Would you agree with that? I mean, in other words, if we had not had the pandemic. The income approach probably doesn't help most of your hotel properties.
Most, yeah, I would agree with that.
Versus the cost approach.
So this one, for example, again, I did the stabilize pro forma and got to a value after the FF&E of 1.4 million, which would support the prior value.
Right.
So we're good there. And then applying the 30% adjustment to account for the COVID impairment gets me around 1,011,389. So,
I would say it's a compromise. Use the assessor. We do the 1.924. He's already said he would accept that.
Okay.
I'll move to use. We'll use the figure of 1.924, or 1,924,000 assessed value. Reduce the appraised value to 1,924,000.
I will second that motion. BOE number 285, motion and second to move the appraised value to $1,924,000. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands.
Okay, next one I've got is 287.
Are we about done?
This is his last.
two more after this.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, we're not, I mean, we expect to see a new face after these two.
Okay, so I'm assuming this one you did not see income on this either.
No, the gentleman spent 6 hours in my office and refused to give me any income.
Oh, well, he gave it to me.
Yeah. So, first, can I just ask you something?
Yeah.
Because he is specifically in my appraisal from April.
Okay.
And it shows that he paid $7 million for this motel in 2018.
He told me $2.6 million.
And so that's why I'm confused. Is it a typo in here then?
It's got to be because okay. I think I've got the. I don't know if it's.
Where are we at?
We're on 287.
Yeah, I didn't print it all. I have the purchase agreement. It's not. I didn't include it.
It's not in my.
But I have the purchase agreement deal. On my computer.
Yeah, I wish you brought that because, like I said, I'd like to correct this data in this, but. I've checked it, and it's the right number of rooms, and it's the right date.
Yeah, no, he did not pay $7 million.
It says Angel Inn near the IMAX, Branson, Missouri, February 18th, $7 million for 152. But I'm agreeing with you. I think what you're saying is probably a typo because he's only charging
like 40 or 50 bucks a night, 60 bucks a night.
Huh. Something like that, yeah. And so he'd be down in that. Well, he was in the middle range, actually, for what he was charging.
Yeah, jumped.
I think he was 70. So, 285.
Okay.
I'm going to look on this then.
I've got it here, but I don't know.
So, my value request is basically what I did is I took the purchase price of $2.6 million, took it times the 30% impairment to get $1,820,000. Which is above the previous assessment. And then, but my income analysis are actually showing roughly 2.1 million, 2.15 million. So that's why I asked for $2 million and it's still an increase from the prior assessment.
And what you have on here is again a cost analysis, is that correct? And when was the last time? It was about several years ago as well. And you came out with what on the 2.1 on the income?
Yeah, 2.1 on the income, but 1.8 applying the impairment charge to the purchase price of $2.6 million.
COVID discount.
So I'm reconciling to the middle, but my income supports roughly $2.15 million.
Do we have any kind of estimate using the room rate that you did on the last one?
How many rooms is this?
149.
I know we're asking you on the fly.
So that'd be 1,937,000.
149 times 13,000.
So that would be right around my $2 million request.
Susan, if you want to take those figures and we can table it till the afternoon and make the reduct, that's up to you, but you tell me.
I've spent so many hours on this motel and never got anything. You decide. I'm actually done with
okay, this. Okay, but this particular motel, what classification? In other words, what roommate rate are you using?
He's going to be around the 13,000.
Which you just came out to what?
1,937,000.
So it's right around where he's asking for 2 million, so we're all right there.
And the figure you were asking for was 2.?
No, I'm asking 2 million.
2 million.
The assessor agrees with 2 million. Whatever you want.
All right. I would make a motion to reduce the appraised value to 2 million.
I will second that motion. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. BOE number 287, appraised valuation, changed to $2 million.
All right. 386.
BOE number 386. It's on page 10. It's 2490 Green Mountain Drive.
So this is the Super 8 Branson.
And of course, on this one, I don't seem to find it.
Top of page 10.
286, you said?
386. Did I say that? I could have said 386.
Yeah, I've got all of mine are in the twos.
They jump. Like so, we have a 478 next.
Okay, I see that. Okay, I see. There we go. Got it.
So
hang on, I'm still looking. 386, you said?
Yeah, 386.
Top of page 10.
Which one is this?
It's a Super 8. Branson. So you see this one jump from roughly $1.1 million to almost $1.6 million. Based on my income analysis, I'm just asking for it to revert back to the prior assessment.
And do we have anything on this one?
I didn't have financials. We based it on 22,000 a room, 73 rooms, 1,606.
I have 70 rooms.
You took out 73. And again, I'm also, they're also listed in here too.
It's 1.5 on the cost
Super
basis,
eight.
I guess.
1.9. That one sold in 17, but it says 73 rooms. And we had it for 73 rooms, so I think. Are you sure on the rooms?
That's what he had told me. I'm gonna pull it up on see what CoStar says it is.
Here's the. Can you hand that over to them?
Got 70 rooms.
I copied that out of this appraisal because they use that as one of their comps for this actual Willow Tree. And again, I base this on 22,000 a room times 73, so 1,606. That's the best I could do.
Understand.
They bought it for 1.9, you said, roughly. Was that?
Yeah, 1,900,000 is what they paid for it.
And And to be consistent, again, I'm going to make a motion to reduce the appraised value to $1,414,408.